Semi-annual pistol range qualifications. Rojo, top of the class again.
Steady as a rock.
Yeah.
Hey, Yamano, you just sneak through.
It's my eyes. I'd like to see how good you'd do if you had to shoot through eyelids like mine.
You made it, Harris.
Hey, it's not bad for an intellectual, huh?
Chano was third in the group.
Yeah, but that's shooting from the hip, man.
Hey, Fish.
Yeah?
You didn't qualify.
It was cold. I wore gloves.
I'm gonna have to go back next week. This time, practice, huh?
Practice? That means I have to buy my own bullet. You know how much bullets are today?
Well, a big demand. Between the Middle East and television.
To be able to buy a beautiful bullet for 6-7 cents. Today, 13 cents. And lousy quality. In cheap boxes.
Throne Prison Detective, Sergeant Amenguera speaking. No, there's nobody here by that name. No, I'm... Just a moment, please. Anybody here of a guy named Gardino?
Yeah, who wants him?
Oh, headquarters personnel. They say he's the first grade assigned here, but I never...
Not yet, any minute now.
What, you mean we got a new guy coming in?
Yeah, he's transferring from narcotics. Take a message.
Oh, hello? Yeah, you're right. He's due in, but he's not here yet. Okay, right. Yes, ma'am, fine.
Barney, can I take a little longer for lunch today?
Sure, go ahead.
Thanks.
You all right?
Yeah.
Are you going to the doctor or something?
Something like that.
Well, we ain't got any hot water again.
We ain't got any hot water yet.
You've never got any hot water, ever. Neither.
Sometimes you make a great deal of sense.
Rojo, you and Harris, a little paperwork.
Hey, who's the new man?
His name is Paul Gardino. Spent a couple of years over at narcotics. He's got a good street record. Tough, efficient, but he's a loner.
Sounds charming.
Hey, why don't you team him up with me? We could make a very exciting couple.
We haven't even gotten our plumbing fixed yet.
Hey, man, what's that got to do with Gardino?
Well, we need a plumber a lot more than we need a new cop.
Maybe he's handy around the house. Gardino, you and Fish. Fine. You can take care of these.
All right.
Heck, you and me, we got to get to work on these extract reports. Yeah.
Captain Miller?
Yeah, I'm Captain Miller.
I'm Gardino.
Welcome to the 1-2.
Hey.
This is Chano Amenguao.
How you doing?
Phil Fish.
Hello.
Nick Yamana. Ron Harris.
And Walker Hulitz.
We can make other arrangements to get you some temporary space around here.
This is fine.
It's a coffee table.
Then I'll move over here.
Come on, you can share my desk. I mean, you're going to have some place to put your stuff, right?
I don't have any stuff.
Narcotics travels light, huh?
Yeah, light.
Nick, get him a locker.
I don't need a locker.
Get him one anyway. Gets busy around here. Man needs a place to be alone. We'll talk later.
This way. That's the washroom.
That explains the sign.
Okay, Chano. What do you call that?
What do you mean?
I mean, that thing that looks like it just crawled out from under a rock.
I don't know. Now, it's got a certain style, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Right off the cover of Harper's Bazaar.
What was that thing in his ear, huh?
That I don't know about.
That was an alarm. You pull it if his beard catches on fire.
Okay, okay. Well, guys from narcotics aren't used to conforming. Give them a while. They'll adjust.
Okay, Barney. Hey, Fish, we gotta get rolling, man. Gotta see a lady about a burglary on the east side, and also somebody's ripping off drugs at the Gramercy Park Hospital. Which you want to check out first?
Try the hospital. Huh? At least the conversation is more stimulating.
Oh, Harris, listen, man. I'm expecting a phone call from a young lady.
Oh, yeah? What you want me to tell her?
Tell her yes.
What if more than one young lady calls?
Oh, well, in that case, tell the first one yes, and the second one later.
You want to make any calls, you can use my phone. We don't have a wall phone. You better sign in.
We, don't got any hot water either, but, I'll boil some if you want to shave.
I'm fine.
You mean you're gonna stay that way?
What way is that?
Well, you know, slappy.
Does it bother you?
No, it's just a matter of personal preference, I guess. You've never been in the service, huh?
Yeah, 2 years in Vietnam.
Well, I guess you didn't have time to change since you've been back.
Man, Gladino. You see, man, it's just that, well, you know, we take pride in the 1-2, so we dress clean and we shave every morning, you know?
Terrific.
Yes? Ah, Gladino. Have I told you we're, happy to have you with us?
No, not yet.
We're happy to have you with us.
Captain Miller, would you be offended if I put in for transfer?
Probably. I'm a very sensitive man.
Look, this isn't my bag. I'm no good at busting winos, picking up kids for stealing fruit.
Arresting jaywalkers.
You know what I mean. I like narcotics. And I like working alone.
I know, I read your record.
I didn't ask to come here. I don't know why I was transferred.
Probably the commissioner's way of saying you're still a member of the New York City Police Department. Not the Green Hornet. You know, they send you to some dull little out-of-the-way precinct. Get you back to basic training. Remind you you're still part of the team.
Is that how you figure it?
It's happened to guys.
Your team shaves, don't they?
That's the nature of a team. A team does the same things for the same reason. If you don't shave, we're all going to have to grow beards.
Are you telling me I have to lose the beard?
I'm telling you that while I respect every individual's right to self-expression, you look more like a customer than a cop. And there are rules and regulations.
Oh, come on with that jazz. They're just climbing up my back. You said so yourself.
So why fight it? You're smarter than that.
I don't want to play games. I just want to do my job. And I don't want to shave.
What's the matter? You got a skin condition?
If necessary.
An earring?
I'm engaged.
You go home, shave, put on a clean shirt. Break your engagement. And report back to me.
What about my transfer?
What the hell for? They'll probably send you to somebody who's not nearly as sweet as I am.
Maybe he won't like my dropping in like this.
Bernice, don't be silly.
Hi, Harris.
What's up?
Oh, Bernice and I decided that today was our day to beautify the squad room.
Oh, so you brought a plant.
No, I meant us. The plants were an afterthought.
Is Fish in the bathroom?
No, he's out with Chano.
Aren't they going to be back before lunch?
It's hard to tell.
They probably got busy. You know how it is. Why don't you just leave the plan on his desk, and then we'll have some lunch and we'll come back later.
All right. Which one is it? Oh, never mind. I see his slippers.
What is going on?
It's the usual thing. Bernice decided today that Fish doesn't love her anymore.
It's getting that time again.
Oh, yes, isn't it ridiculous? I thought it would be nice if the four of us had lunch together.
Why don't the two of them have lunch together?
Because you know Fish won't take Bernice anywhere.
No, man, why should I kid you? Floyd, I'm telling you, man, this is only the second floor. It's just that you are higher than the rest of us. Come on, kid, inside. There you go. That's it. Oh, man, this cell is out of tune.
Sean?
Hey, Bernice, how are you?
Where's Fish?
Well, he said he had an appointment. He'll be back soon.
Is that marijuana?
Yeah, good stuff, too. Look at that. Hey, Barney, stoned and in possession.
You got your whole life ahead of you. What do you need that for?
Because I got my whole life ahead of me.
Chano?
Yeah, Bernice?
Did he say where he went?
No, he said he was going shopping or something. That's all.
Shopping?
Mm-hmm. See, isn't that nice?
Why would he be shopping? He doesn't need anything.
Bernice, let's go have lunch and then we'll come right back.
Good.
I don't mind waiting. He's liable to drop in any second.
But I'm hungry.
Have lunch with your husband. That's the way it should be anyway. Take her to lunch.
Bernice, I don't have time.
Oh, how often I've heard that. Take her to lunch.
Elizabeth, take her to lunch.
Bernice, I am going to take you to lunch. Come on. Let's get a sandwich.
All right. A small one.
Hey, Mother, you're not going to leave me here, are you?
I'm not your mother.
You sure you ain't got a son?
I'm sure.
You want to buy one? Don't leave me, Mother! That mother left me.
12th Precinct, Will George. What's the address? It's 11.
Okay, we'll be right there. Barney, we got a call for assistance at a bar over on 11. Hey, Harris.
Come on, we got business.
Okay, see you later, guys. Yeah. Keep a light burning in the window, huh?
Dennis, can I help you?
No, thanks. You've done enough already.
Cardino.
You happy now?
Holy hey, you look just like a kid.
Very smart. Now you're catching on.
No question about it. The earrings made you look older.
There really is a big difference.
Cute, ain't I? Clean cut, charming. Now when I bust some punk in the street and I say, freeze, I'm a police officer, he's gonna look at me and laugh and say, hey, look at that kid. And pull out a piece and blow my keister off.
Don't be ridiculous.
Freeze, I'm a police officer.
Come on, come on.
Just take it easy, Mr. Cooper. Now, you're in enough trouble already.
Self-defense. That guy took a swing at me first, you know. And so did she.
What's he doing up here?
Lyman Cooper. Drunk, disorderly, assault and battery.
Nobody can take a joke no more. I'm just sitting at the bar minding my own business, and Miss Blonde comes over to me, and she says, buy you a drink, sweetie? And I says to her, how dare you? And then this big guy comes over to me. The guy takes a cut at me, and then the blonde knocks me right off the bar stool. Well, maybe it was the other way around.
Take a seat, Mr. Cooper.
Yes. Hey, buy you a drink.
No.
Hey, man, could you roll one of those for me?
What's your address? Okay, don't move in there. We'll be right over. Right, bye. Oh, boy, everybody's going bananas today. Here's a guy shooting at his wife, closes himself in the bathroom, and he's still got the gun with him.
Take Gardino with you.
Come on, Gardino, let's go.
You sure you want me to go with him?
Can't hang around here waiting for your beard to grow. Come on.
Hey, Mr. Cooper, you're entitled to a phone call. Do you want to talk to somebody?
Sure. You know anybody who delivers?
Does anybody seen Fish?
It's almost 3 o'clock.
He's probably still eating. You know how long it takes him to chew.
Check with dispatch. See if he called in.
Okay.
Lyman Cooper. He was a general in the Civil War by that name. That's why I drink.
Floyd Spears. I'm a seeker of wisdom and truth. It's just that I like to smoke while I seek.
You know what you're doing to your brain? You know what you can get from that stuff? Communism.
Oh. What are you on?
Thank America. What do you need?
He's not here. Something's happened to him, I know.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bernice. Maybe he called in.
You didn't call in, Bernice.
Oh, now, Bernice, you're just being foolish. He's probably just out taking care of some business. Besides, the boys would know if anything were wrong, sure, right? Yeah. And you don't see any of them worried.
Fish?
Hello, 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 hello.
Fish.
What are you doing here?
I was waiting for you. Everybody's been worried sick about you.
You didn't check in.
You smell funny. Perfume. And you've got oil all over you.
Really?
Where have you been?
I took a massage.
At the YMCA?
At the Garden of Eden.
What kind of massage can you get at the Garden of Eden?
You kidding? We busted that joint 3 times already.
Aren't you ashamed?
Bernice. Bonnie, may I use your office?
Help yourself.
Get in there.
Hey, Wojo, for crying out loud, man.
Well, I thought he was there on official business, wasn't he, Barney?
Probably.
Did you send him there, Barney?
I didn't have to. Fish's initiative.
Bernice, it's not what you're thinking.
How do you know what I'm thinking?
I know what you're thinking. And it is not possible for me to do all the things you are thinking. It is not possible for all of us together to do all the things you are thinking.
Where did she massage you?
On 14th and Lexington.
That's not what I mean.
I know what you mean. I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I fell asleep on the table. So whatever she massaged, it doesn't make a lot of difference, does it?
If you wanted a massage, why didn't you ask me?
Haven't I always told you, you rub me the wrong way?
What they're doing in there?
Very little.
Hello, everybody.
Is everything all right?
Couldn't be better.
Well, it could always be better, but what the hell?
He has such a great sense of humor.
I'll take it to the door.
Cooperation, you can take the board yours.
Well, I guess that means I'm going.
Goodbye.
What time will you be home for dinner?
Usual time. Unless I decide to drop in at the Garden of Eden.
Fish has such a great sense of humor.
Barney, that was Gramercy Park Hospital. They just brought in Chano and Gardino. There's been a shooting.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You still got a business to run. Yamana, Harris, stay here.
We didn't even get to the top of the stairs. When the door flies open, this woman comes running out. This guy's behind her, waving a gun. And she's screaming, hey, he's gonna shoot me, he's gonna shoot me. I didn't even get a chance to pull out my piece, man. Gardino pushes me out of the way. I fall down the stairs, break my arm, and he takes the bullet instead of me.
How bad was he hit?
Pretty bad. He took it here in the front and came out the back. Listen, I was two steps below him, man. If he hadn't pushed me, I would have got it right here in the front and would have come out the back here.
Is there anything you need?
No, thanks, Fish. The doc says I'm fine. I can go home whenever I want. You see that, Wojo? You were wrong about Gardino.
Guys can't be right all the time.
Hey, what's up? Hmm? Hey, Gardino, how you feeling?
I'm okay.
Did a good job.
We're all proud of you, Gardino. When you get out, I'd like to take you out for a beer or something. If you're old enough.
Hey, I owe you one, buddy. Hey, you get some sleep. We'll see you later, huh? Take care of yourself.
You need anything?
No, thanks.
I'll drop by tomorrow. I'll bring you a plant.
Hey, Barney. I still want that transfer back to narcotics.
What the hell for?
Come on, we've been through that already.
Look, you're not the first cop to try to hide behind a reputation or an image. You just did a hell of a job without it. John told us the whole story.
What did he tell you?
That you pushed him out of the way and took a bullet that could have killed him.
I pushed him out of the way because I wanted to get the hell out of there.
What are you talking about?
Talking about confidence, I turned and ran.
Turn? You took the bullet right in front.
That's where it came out.
Well, results are what's important, not directions. Sure you don't need anything? Listen, I'll drop by tomorrow. I'll bring you another plant. Hey, Fish, you made it. Qualified on the pistol range.
It was the massage that did it.
Now we can trust you with a gun again. Hey, hot off the press, tour sheets.
Oh.
And a communique from headquarters. Gardino goes back to narcotics as soon as he gets out of the hospital.
Oh, yeah? Well, I tell you, he's going to be glad to hear that, because he's got a four-day growth of beard, and he's polished his earring.
I still don't understand why the guy needs gimmicks to do his job. I mean, he's good enough without him.
What's that around your neck?
My Marine dog tags. But I don't need them. I mean, I just wear them for luck.
He wouldn't be caught dead without them.
Right.
What about that slave bracelet?
Hey, man, that's genuine antique. That belonged to my great-grandfather.
Everybody needs something.
Yeah, listen, I got a good luck tattoo, but you can't see it because it's under my cast.
I got lucky teeth.
How come they're lucky?
My dentist died before they were half paid for.
You know those cute little Japanese dolls that you rub on the belly for luck?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm taking one out to dinner tonight.
You know what I mean? Everyone in the room is superstitious.
Yeah.
Except me. Knock wood.